So, Monsignor, we're talking about the holy angels. Who do you want to introduce us to today?
The highest order of the one closest to mankind, which would be principalities. You know, Mother Teresa always encouraged, St. Teresa now, always encouraged to have a map of the world in my room. And she always saw the world as our mission. And God made the world, you know, who made heaven and earth. So God is really in control of the whole world. And this particular rank of angel, the principality, is the one who is given by God the authority and power to guide and direct the world. And so each nation has an angel. When I was in Peru, there was an angel for the country of Peru. The United States has an angel as a guardian and a protector. And that angel comes from the rank of principality, which is not an angel, nor an archangel, but a principality. It takes its name from principality. It's an order of angels that's in charge of the administration of a particular country. He's a gigantically, enormously gifted angel in charge of that particular country. But not only does a nation have a principality angel, but we have in the United States 50 states. These 50 states each have an angel, and that angel's rank is principality because they are administrative angels. Not only does each state have an angel to protect it, guide it, assist it, and direct it, but so does every city. So New York has an angel. And Los Angeles has an angel. Omaha, Dunmore, Pennsylvania. Every principality has a principality, an angel. So many of the saints would always greet the angel of a city as they entered into the city, to greet the angel of a nation when they come into a country. It's so beautiful to recognize that the world is under the direction and power of angels. Every village has an angel. Every hamlet has an angel. So as you come into any particular place where people live and there is an administrative principality there, for instance, we're all touched by it every day in some way, not only on April the 15th when we pay our taxes, but isn't that a wonderful thing to know? I could turn to this administrative angel to assist me with my taxes. And when you think of New York, you think, well, what about its police force under the authority and power of an administrative angel, the title principality? I love when I go to New York to pray, especially with the traffic, that they're in charge of the flow of traffic. So you have not only your guardian angel, but you do need an extra angel, especially in Rome. When you're driving, the principality has an angel. And I was really experiencing that to get taxis to go around Rome or to take a bus or to take the subway. The administration of that whole country, city, hamlet, or town has this marvelous and wonderful angel. The story that I remember of a mayor of a village in Peru, when especially disaster hits, I still recall the disaster of the earthquake in May of 1970, when all these people died. And so I was burying them for days, and then the administration, the flow, and in a disaster, there was all kind of Red Cross coming in and people assisting, but how to direct the flow. I remember I went to the disaster center and I wanted to volunteer, and I had gathered together a doctor, she was from Ireland, and seven Peruvian sisters who were nurses, and we got medications from this disaster center, and there we were assigned to a village by the name of Hinbe, which was up in the mountains, and we had to travel. First, I took them in my Jeep, but there was a point in the road where it was cut off because of the earthquake had separated the road. We transferred the medications onto donkeys, which we had hired, and then went on foot up the Sierra Mountains to the village of Hinbe. As I look at it from, you know, an administrative, how magnificently, you know, the sick and the suffering in every one of those hamlets and villages. Hinbe was one of them. And there I was with these nurses, this doctor, this medication. And when I kind of tried and see it from above, and that particular case I bring out in my looking back at angels as intervening and guiding and assisting us in times of a disaster and principalities being involved. Because I still see it as how help flowed to every part of that country. Hemorrhaging, dying, suffering were administered by principality angels, taking them to this one little hamlet, Hinbe, in Peru. That particular time when we were there, there was a second earthquake that saved the village. And I remember being there. And I was really crying to God to stop the second earthquake. But that was the one that broke the mountains apart that had come together and was damming up a river that would have killed everyone in the city, even weeks after the first earthquake. So I saw how God, through this angel, through this incident, was taking care of his people. You would think, well, what about the first? Because 700 people lost their lives in that earthquake. We used to call it an act of God. How do we really deal with those catastrophes? When New Orleans gets hit by a flood, or when the coast of New Jersey gets hit by a flood. I remember in 1955, when I was just a young priest, how Hurricane Diane killed 200 people in East Stroudsburg, where I was stationed, and 40 children died from one camp. There again, I saw the power of angels, principalities, in time of disaster. The power and the graces that came together. I think everyone, if anyone who is listening has an experience of a disaster, they also will see the magnificent turnout of what appears to be superhuman strength and coordination. That I attribute and would attribute to principalities. Something happens in times of crisis. And that's exactly when these principalities go into operation. Their assistance and their help. And so when you actually look at the world and you see God's love for the entire world And here he has sent a whole choir of angels, a whole rank of gifted, powerful, administrative angels whose principal gift is administration, to protect, to guard, and to guide, especially in crises, nations, cities, hamlets, counties, wherever there is a principality, to have this coordination, this ordering, this flow of human activity to come to its finest at a time of crisis and need. I think it's so important that we focus today on this very highly intelligent, highly gifted choir of angels called principalities. And see, if you're driving into New York, greet the angel of New York, because that angel is one of your greatest friends in the city of New York. If you're going into Los Angeles, not to see this big, massive town or city or of a little village, greet the angel of that village. Greet the angel of Dunmore when you come there. Greet the angel of Omaha. This is a magnificent angel that's given to this city, and he is there as a friendly. Everyone who comes there, he can welcome, and everyone who comes there, he can assist and guide and direct in just an ordinary way in which you come to see and visit. So you have in every nation, you have in every city or town, an administrative angel who takes care of the flow. You know, I just recently had someone want to volunteer for Red Cross. I think that's, I really can see maybe an angel nudging him to get involved for the help and assistance of his brothers and sisters in time of, and any of you who have assisted in times of crisis.
Monsignor, you said it so lovely that they are there to help and assist. And when the principalities, as you've just taught us, that there's one over particular regions, areas, countries, I'm recalling the story of the Sudan years ago, maybe 20, 30 years ago, when there was an incredible, incredible, horrific famine. And so many around the world were aware of that. Even pop singers were singing songs to try to get aid to help relieve the famine. And someone went to Mother Teresa and asked her, well, if there is a God, why is he allowing this famine to occur? And Mother Teresa said, it's not God who is doing this. It's the sin of man that is allowing this. And what was happening in the Sudan, my sister-in-law worked for CARE at the time and was actually stationed there, that food was coming, and it was the rebels that were commandeering the trucks with the food before they could even get to the people. So even the work of these principalities that want to come in and, as you said, help and assist, we can still get in the way, can't we?
Or we can assist. We can either hinder or assist. And it's so often the human element that's involved here, rather than either the divine God or the principalities who are there to bring it. And I think the whole administrative thing is really what captures me, since I'm so poor on administration. You know, in my own life, I think when I discovered this is really their strength, I really need a principality angel to help organize my life. I need assistance. I find it hard to order things. What about this marvelous administrator? You know, when I think of a principality angel, I think someone highly, did you ever see someone who just has this skill of administration? They're like, woo, they just have, and you're ready to follow them. They have this natural leadership. This is what this angel is. He gives direction, he is clear, but now it can't be interfered with, as you said, in the Sudan, by, I remember being in Ethiopia during the time of famine, and we wanted to go to Eritrea, where there was a very severe famine, and bring more high visibility to the famine center there. And I was with Cardinal O'Connor from New York at that time. He was going, and it was very interesting. Mother Teresa showed up at that time. It's one of my stories about her. We were all set to go. This camera crew had come from New York, and they were with Cardinal O'Connor. And when we ran into a snag, because there was a war going on between Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, where we had landed, and Eritrea, which was in the north, and therefore we had to be flown there. And the only thing we had to fly, because at that time there was a predominance of Russian influence, were Russian pilots who had helicopters to take us up. Well, when they saw that we were an American group, they refused to fly us. Way across on the other side of the airport, and this is also the great gift, as I mentioned yesterday, of archangels. They are especially good at airports. Anyway, there she was. And she had all these miraculous medals. And since she spoke Slavonic, which is the language of the Russians, she went right up to those big Russian pilots. And here she is, this little nun, putting these miraculous medals, and they're all bowing down to her, and she's blessing them all. And after she blesses them, they were open to fly us up to the northern part of Ethiopia to see that. Yeah. And that, what do you think was there? I'm sure those principality angels smoothing the ride, getting us up there, and doing those little things instead of hindrance and blockage, facilitating and administrating and getting the flow of what had to be done that day.
I think of dear friends of mine who serve as directors of religious education programs and are principals of big schools, and how would you say that a principality is someone they should be calling?
Hook them right. That's exactly what that's the group I wanted to get to. I mean, so many times they rely on themselves. Mm-hmm. Get these angels who are these powerful and especially when you run into frustrations, and see if the difference isn't made. You might even be going to the wrong branch of angels. I remember once going to St. Michael for all kinds of things, and all of a sudden he said to me, and you know, you can believe it or not, but he really said it to me. He said, "Look, John, I have a lot of stuff to do in the whole world. Some serious battles going on. Go to your guardian angel for that." Go to the right department. So I think what we're doing a lot of times is we're going to the wrong department. And that's why I would love to point out this particular branch. I have relatives of mine that have that administrative skill. They just walk in and they kind of take over. They have this. But they're the ones, they're kind of known in families or in communities as bossy or something. I think they would really be, and maybe they're not just lording it over others, but I think the servant quality that usually they have by this skill could really be enhanced by going to the principality. How do you know by the effect that it has. If you go to the right one, have you ever had that experience? You go to the right one who knows the right thing to do, and it happens. And because this is their skill. This is their grace and power. So when I think of all the disorder in the world today, and these particular principality angels are there, what about this election? Why not ask our principality angels, hey, you're the angel of our country. Let's go. And what about the election? Let's go to all of the principalities. And we have a tremendous advantage here. And we're told, and we are, you should pray about your votes and your elections and take it seriously. And this is a very serious. What about prayer? And what about these particular angels to make the difference? And so we get the leadership we pray for. Let's pray. And this is the chair to go to. And even though at its particular, it's September, what difference does that make? Go to the right chair and things begin to happen. You want the right kind of government in your state. You want the right kind of government in your country, in your village. Go to the right chair. Go to and ask the principality. This is the chair you go to.
Now, this will touch on the great mystery of our free will, because there will be those out there who may think, well, why don't they just rush in anyway and do the good thing anyway? They're waiting to be asked because they respect our free will. Am I correct on that?
Absolutely. That's why I think angels have been just waiting for us to ask them. They're there. They're servants in waiting. And this power, and especially in this particular order of angels, I think is vastly unused and underused.
Well, not anymore, at least in our house, that's for sure. and with our nonprofit, you betcha I'm going to be calling on those principalities. Yeah. Wow. Monsignor, any final thoughts?
Well, I really have a blessing that I would like to make to you. Mighty, powerful angels of principalities, guide us and direct us. Pray for us and help us in all our difficulties. Amen.
Amen. Yay, principalities. I think I'm going to make a new best friend today.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an R. Let's go.
Yeah, go. Amen. And go God. Team God. He's got good players. All right. All right, thanks, Monsignor. I'll